At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You'll have won a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler, You're My Best Friend Tour, Saturday, September 27th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. This show is exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condor and Morad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. You heard the music. It's 4 o'clock. You know what time it is. A little Beltway Blitz action will start on the diamond. Play-by-play voice of the Nationals, Dave Jagler, joins us. Jags, I literally, before I clicked you to come up on the phones, I heard thunder outside. Okay. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a little wet here just down the street from you guys at Nationals Park. The tarp is on the field. There's been some heavy downpours off and on, so we may be here a while. But right now the game is still on. A couple of Nats pitchers are warming up in the bullpen, which is covered by the overhang in right field. So we have baseball activity, but right now hopefully this will get out of here so we have real baseball.
How important was it for them to win 2-3 in Anaheim, come back off a 4-5 road trip, just get away from home after some of the struggles that they'd had on that losing streak and go 4-5 on the road trip?
Yeah, I mean, Toby, it was a good trip, but you still felt like it could have been better, if that makes sense. I mean, considering how bad the homestand was, I mean, I think you would have signed up for 4-5, but they were right there to go 6-3 or 7-2. I mean, just a play here or there, and the one-run games that got away against the Dodgers and the Padres, and maybe it's an even better trip. But I thought they played a better brand of baseball, but they have a big hole to dig out of because, you know, just to erase an 11-game losing streak, you've got to have a good month or two of baseball. I mean, 11 games is tough to make up due to, you know, relative to .500, and they've got to dig themselves out of it.
Jags, 4 intentional base on balls obviously is exceptional. That's not commonplace. It's not going to happen, you know, on a nightly basis. But teams pitching around James Wood probably is. I certainly, if I'm a team who needs the win, I'm not going to let him beat me. I'd much rather take my chances, even though Luis Garcia's been swinging it better with him or Nathaniel Lowe or Josh Bell or somebody else. I don't really have a great question other than We might see more of this, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was one team and that was an exception. I mean, it hasn't happened In one game in 20 years. But your point is that, you know, teams are going to pitch him carefully. And that's been going on all year. I mean, every pre-series meeting, the name James Wood is the one that's circled or highlighted. Now, you know, the only kind of similar thing we've seen in Nationals history was the infamous Bryce Harper, Joe Maddon Cubs series in 2016, where he walked like 13 times, including six in one game, and Ryan Zimmerman was hitting behind him. He was struggling, and Zim had a tough series. Well, if you remember, after that series, Harper himself kind of went into a funk. And so the key to me for James is to not, you know, lose his aggressiveness or change his approach, because, you know, just you, well, I assume they're not going to, I assume they're going to walk me, or I assume they're going to pitch carefully. And then you miss the one pitch that you have to do damage. The beauty, the amazing thing about Barry Bonds, if you think back to all the intentional walks, he might go, he might in an entire game see one pitch that he could do damage with. And he didn't miss that pitch. He didn't take it. He didn't foul it off. You've got to be ready to hit that pitch. And so for James, if teams are not, if they're going to, you know, throw some bait out there, yeah, you don't want to swing it at garbage, swing at junk. But if someone comes in with a pitch in the zone, be ready to hit it and don't miss it.
Staying with James Wood, he made his debut a year ago today. What's impressed you the most watching him for a year of baseball in the bigs?
I mean, the whole demeanor. Like, I went up to him today and I said, you know, hey, happy one-year anniversary. I'm like, do you feel, you know, I mean, you've seen so much, you've grown so much. He goes, no, I kind of feel the same. He's the same every day. Like, there are no highs, there are no lows, whether he's hitting 450-foot home runs or getting called out on pitches below his knees. He's not slamming batting helmets or yelling at umpires. When I am on the air, I'm saying, he's got high knees. These are not strikes, and he's getting punched out on pitches that aren't. He stays the same every day, which is remarkable to me to have that kind of poise and maturity at such a young age and such limited big league experience. It's the same approach every day, and that's obviously working for him.
Jags, I hope we get to hear you on the air tonight, my friend. Really appreciate the time, as always.
I hope so, too. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you, buddy. There he goes. That is Dave Jagler, play-by-play voice of the Nationals. Let's hit the sounder for the Local 53. By God, that's Chris Russell. Wandering around in the thunderstorms. It's dangerous outside.
I don't get what he's doing out here.
I don't know what he's doing. You're taking your life into your hands. It's thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring you guys potato chips. There's a big bag of potato chips. Well, not only this bag right here to my left.
Because that bag's empty. That's
yeah,
mean.
I already ate those potato chips.
There's a big bag of potato chips out in the bullpen area, I believe is what you guys call it, those of you that work here. Mm-hmm. it's never been called that in the history of radio. So I just wanted to bring you guys some potato chips. They're a little bit soggy, but hopefully you can understand that the effort, the thought is what counts.
Absolutely. We talked about these yesterday. I want to get you your chance to weigh in on this. What's the floor and the ceiling for Ben Sinnott this coming year? What's the role going to look like?
Because I find it hard to believe Zach Ertz is going to be able to stay healthy for another 18-ish game season as he did last year, I think it's going to be a bigger role. What I worry about is they don't seem to love what they got out of him from a cerebral kind of standpoint. I heard some things about that. I don't know exactly what is true. And maybe it was just a rookie kind of struggling to grasp everything, and I'm sure he'll be better this year. But I do think he'll have more catches. I think he'll have a bigger role. Remember, he had that one touchdown on the Taylor Swift play or whatever it was. He had a big catch on a fullback flat route on a third and one at MetLife Stadium that I loved. I loved the play design and how they set it up. But outside of that, there just wasn't a whole lot there. So I would expect, you know, I mean, 20-ish catches somewhere in that range. Two touchdowns? I mean, can you give me that? Can you be sort of, you know, I heard you, Danny, talking yesterday how they were parading around calling him, you know, basically 50% Kyle Juszczyk, 50% George Kittle. I need to see 50% of, like, I don't know, Ben Sinnott this year before I even worry about those guys.
Give me 12% of those guys at this point.
Do you buy defensively what they're trying to do where they improve the secondary and then they beefed up front, but I don't know that any of these guys are particularly great run defenders. Do you think the defense is going to be better?
I think it'll be better because of what they did in the secondary overall and ultimately, and I think they have better depth. And remember how much St. Juste, and I was just watching a highlight of the Atlanta game, and Michael Davis was out there after not playing forever, and I mean, he's just getting torched. I mean, look, they have to be better back there, but how much better will they be, even though their talent and their depth is better, because of what we all believe will be probably a hit and miss pass rush unless other guys step up, and maybe other guys will step up. Maybe Kinlaw will come into his own and have 8 or 9 sacks or something like that in an aggressive scheme with Joe Witt and Dan Quinn. I don't know, but here's the bottom line. I do know this. I do think they got bigger, more physical, more stouter at the point of attack. That should help you in terms of creating more second and nine, second and tens, maybe second and 11s that should help you third and longer, third and eight, third and nine, that type of thing, which should theoretically help your pass rush, one, and it should theoretically help your secondary as well. So I think it's all kind of in concert with each other. What I worry about is, you know, what happens if a guy like Kinlaw does go down, right? And you, and say he was having the breakout campaign that they paid him for. With John Allen gone, with Dante Fowler gone, and say you lose Javon Kinlaw, what then?
Well, and also linebacker to me. Like if one of either Frankie Louvre or Bobby Wagner goes down, they preach Jordan McGee, but he was also a late round pick.
And he was hurt a lot last year.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting defensively if you were to lose someone, like you're saying. I don't know that they're as deep as they maybe think they'd
be. Yeah, I think they're deeper in the secondary. I think we could all agree on that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it, and they're different. I've just been saying all offseason, they're deeper in the secondary, I think they're better, and they're different on the defensive line. Doesn't mean they're better,
but
they're different.
That's what I want to get to. They clearly prioritized, and I know Kevin Sheehan's been pumping his fist about this, stopping the run.
Mm-hmm.
That's obvious. I mean, you forget about what's said. Look at the moves. It's, as you said, it's Kinlaw, it's Wise, it's Eddie Goldman. They wanted to be bigger and more muscular up there, which that's a priority. I'm kind of going, what's your reaction to that? So this is a two-parter. One, they said we're going to stop the run, and maybe that's the way to get after the passer or help the pass defense, too. And two, or B, whichever one you want to decide, why do you have a fork in your front breast pocket?
Oh, I forgot about this.
Defense first, fork second.
All right. So yes, I think the whole idea is, again, creating more second and nine, second and 10. You know, your favorite play when teams actually run the ball on first down and first and 10 and they get 1 yard, right? That's what you're trying to do as a defense, right? So if you could force more second and nines, third and eights, second and 11s, whatever the case might be, I do theoretically think that makes the rest of your defense's job a little bit easier, right? The quarterback 10 to maybe grip a little bit longer, right? You can get more aggressive in your calls. You can get more, I guess, less predictable. You can pin your ears back. You could pin your hair, but you could pin your ears back a little bit more. So yes, I think it's like improvement of the pass rush and the defense by shoring up the one thing that I got to be honest with you. Every coach that I've covered, and you know I have an affinity for defensive coordinators,
Danny. I do know that.
Every coach that I've covered said, you know, and this was 10 years ago and 15 years ago and 1 year ago and 2 years ago, every coach said, stop the run, stop the run, stop the run, stop the run, and it makes everything better and easier. So I assume that's what they're subscribing to that. Will it work? I don't know. Here's what I know. When I watched Jonathan Allen play last year, and he looked okay, like fairly good coming back from the injury and whatnot, he was 280 pounds. He was getting pushed around. And if Daron Payne doesn't ever really step up, and I'm not talking about having that big contract year like he had 3 years ago so he got paid. I'm talking about Daron Payne where he's a consistent anchor and a force. If he doesn't step up, this defense is probably going to be 20-ish, maybe 22-ish, somewhere in that range.
Rooster, I'm glad that you were down in the Navy Yard so we could bring you in here and out of the storm.
Enjoy the wet chips.
Yeah, good luck with the fork, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's talk some
Wizards. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. The fork is so that I could eat a cold cut sandwich that I brought in from my son that I don't need the fork for anymore.
Yeah, that's how I cold
it's
cuts.
Weird. I'm going to put it right back.
That was
here.
Worth it.
Yeah. I have follow-ups, but I'm not going to do that. Beltway Blitz. Wizards, please. Our pal Chase Hughes, Monumental Sports, to talk about the Wiz. Chase, before we get to free agency and kind of what's going on with the Wizards, big picture, you're a guy that's so plugged in and knowledgeable about the association. Why is the free agent market, I don't want to say it's dead, but it's not what it used to be. How did we get here? Was it the CBA thing or just give me a general state of the union? It's now mega trades as now some of these stars change teams.
Yeah, it's partly the collective bargaining agreement, as you mentioned, which has basically installed a hard cap, which you see in the NFL, but hasn't really been the case in the NBA for a long time. There are always like ways to get around it. There are always ways to go slightly above the cap, and then you'd pay a little bit of luxury tax, but it wasn't a big deal. Now there's much more punitive measures, much more of a serious salary cap. And then secondly, the only team with like a ton of cap room this offseason is the Brooklyn Nets. And they're not in a position where they're going to attract star players. Now, obviously, they had that one summer where they got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. But it's not a summer where a bunch of players seem to want to go join the Brooklyn Nets. So I think those are the factors at play.
what kind of move should we expect from the Wizards? Is it something that we're going to see them make some moves in the offseason, or is this more something that at the deadline, maybe that's when you see some of the names with the bigger salaries that we're thinking about maybe moved and maybe looking for picks down the line?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always a possibility that they trade veteran players. I mean, they're rebuilding, so anyone who's on their roster that's a veteran, especially on a short-term contract, you know, there's somebody to watch when it comes to trades. But, you know, they have a lot of young players under contract now. They've got 8 first-round picks in the last 3 years because they've added 2 via trade, Dylan Jones and A.J. Johnson. So they've got a lot of young players that have roster spots accounted for, and they want to make sure that they give those guys playing time next season. So that's why I don't think they've been big players in free agency so far. Last year, you know, they signed Jonas Valanciunas. That was a bit of a surprise, but you saw what the long-term goal was there, get to the trade deadline, try to get some draft capital back for him. I don't think they're in quite the same position because of those roster spots. However, I still wonder if, you know, a center or at least somebody who could help with rebounding could be in the cards. I just don't know if it's going to happen on the first, it didn't happen on the first day of free agency or the second day. Maybe they'll take some time and see how the center market plays out.
Chase, I think Trey Johnson is scratching the surface, right? That dude can get buckets on anybody. Gets a shot off in all sorts of weird angles. It's catch and shoot. It's off the dribble. He can score. I know that. I think eventually, as he plays in the league with all the space and, you know, less zones and less clogged things around him, better teammates and the like, I think he can be a playmaker. I think he can be a, you know, a 4.5, 5+ assist guy running offenses through him. I think they got themselves a steal at number 6.
Yeah, that obviously is going to determine his long-term ceiling. You know, can he fill out the other areas of his game? Because you mentioned the shooting. I mean, he's legitimately one of the best shooters to come through the draft, I think, in the last 4 or 5 years. Pretty much no weakness as a three-point shooter. And he took a decent amount of shots in the mid-range, I think, because teams were just trying to take away the three-point shot. Didn't shoot a particularly great percentage in the mid-range, but becoming more of a three-level scorer, that will help him. And then the Wizards like to have a pass-heavy offense. So I think as the shooters around him get better, he'll be able to generate some assists. And then defense is something that he and GM Will Dawkins have stated they want to see improvement from him. During the press conference on Saturday, somebody asked, hey, what do you want to improve when you get into the NBA? To Trey Johnson, he was at the podium, and Will Dawkins chimed in. He sort of interrupted him and said defense. So they made it very, very clear.
How much do you think we see Will Riley right away out of the gate?
I think we will see plenty of him early on. I think he's probably a little bit lower on the depth chart than most of their young guys, but there's still going to be an opportunity. And if it doesn't happen right off the bat, you know, maybe after the trade deadline, as we've seen, you know, they usually clear the way for their young guys to play a lot. But I think it starts in the summer league. You know, Keyshawn George had a very impressive summer league. He carried that over into the preseason. I thought we'd see Keyshawn George last year, who was the 24th overall pick. I thought we'd see him play a little bit in the G League, but he really acquitted himself nicely in those first 2 stops. So I think Will Riley's got the same opportunity, and he's got great size for his position. He's also got a great motor. He plays with a ton of energy. So I think that's naturally going to catch the eye of head coach Brian Keith and earn him some playing time as long as he can obviously produce as well.
Sort of just thinking about this in terms of playing time and when it happens, when it gets doled out, do you think they're going to play CJ McCollum a ton, right? Just at least early, maybe work the trade value there or have him, you know, keep him throughout the whole season as kind of a mentor. How's that going to work for a guy that's kind of in a different place than this org is?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, I have to note that the trade is unofficial and some of these things can change after the fact. You know, I've been pointing out that Chris Paul was briefly a Wizard, so we'll see.
That's
but
true,
assuming he's there for training camp. Yeah, I mean, he's an accomplished player. You know, he's been around a long time. Last year couldn't stay healthy, but shot well, scored the ball well. I mean, he had his biggest game, I think, in like 4 or 5 years against the Wizards at Capital One Arena. So he's still got it. It's just a matter of can he stay healthy. And that's another factor. You know, we saw last year with Malcolm Brogdon, I thought he was going to play a pretty important role in their offense because he was the one guy who could get into the paint consistently, and his body just didn't cooperate. So we'll have to see.
Chase, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you, buddy. There he goes. That is Chase Hughes, and that is how we built Way Blitz. I appreciate that, as always. So we've been doing this every day at 4:30, and we're going to continue to do it at 4:30. We're going to spin the wheel of the Local 53, whose name should change immediately, but it never will because they won too much.
Commanders.
And I got some news for you about tonight's Nats game. We'll give that to you on the other side as well. But we're going to spin the wheel and have you guys weigh in on a player of the day for the Local 53.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're going to spin the wheel here in a second. Grant and Danny on the Fan, Tobes in for GP. We haven't done this in a while, but we are fortunate enough to have a weather expert here on staff.
Truly Tobes. An expert.
Like an actual expert. Like, not in the trained in meteorology sense. Not in the, like, actual professional, but someone that looks at weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ryan Clare.
Mm-hmm.
So, we bring in Rhino. Tonight's game has already been rained out. We know that, talking about the Nats. Are we in jeopardy tomorrow, brother? What do we got?
So as of right now, it's hard to say, but I will say this. I think it is safe to say that it is in jeopardy. But my prediction as of right now is that if the game is what? It's 1 p.m. tomorrow, first pitch, or 1:35?
One, I think. 1:05.
1:05, first pitch. Then I think that might get pushed back to 1:35 as far as I can see right now.
Okay.
I will say this. It's going to be hot.
Yes.
It's going to be humid.
Yes.
That can call for some afternoon thunderstorms here in D.C.
And that's my point, is the tomorrow night situation.
Exactly.
I think they get the one piece in, but I think game two, we're doing this dance again.
Yeah, so as far as I can tell,
I don't think that'll be the case.
Oh.
I think the 6 p.m. game might be okay at this point in time, but the 1 p.m. start, that might get pushed back just a little bit. But I do think both games do get played tomorrow.
Okay.
I think all should be okay. That 1 p.m. start, though, that's where I'm like, it might be 1:30. That's really the only worry at this point in time. I think tomorrow you'll have a doubleheader for Nationals baseball, and we'll move on.
And we'll get so you think the games get in tomorrow?
I think the games get in.
That's
so
the main
I cursed a lot during the break, thinking that we were going to do kind of the same song and dance where they got rained out
for the evening game.
So you think I was just all ranting and raving about nothing?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
I do.
That's good to know. Thank you, Rhino. Appreciate that. That was like old times, kind of.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Before you got the corporate thing,
it was fun. Before I got railroaded by Darius, but yes.
Whoa! What was that about? Wait, what happened?
I went on vacation, and all of a sudden, I wasn't the weather guy anymore.
Oh, right. Well, that was a prank we all pulled.
I know.
Wasn't a Darius thing. That was all
I blame
us.
Darius.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Sounds right for the corporate guy.
Yeah, the corporate guy. You know,
blame the nicest dude here. Yeah,
that's right. We all know what happened. We've been doing this thing, and we're going to keep doing this thing. We like it. We're going to spin the wheel to talk about a member of the Local 53. It's important as we get ready for training camp, which is coming sooner than you think. So, Darius, I don't know what player we're going to land on, but let's spin that wheel.
Robinson on second and one. He's got the first down. The 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Brian Robinson!
Struggled against it all year long. Another run.
Robinson! Not gonna stop him! Robinson! Touchdown! Commanders!
Need a half a yard for the first down. And into a crowd.
Robinson comes out! Robinson Jr. inside the 20 of the Giants. Now that was a magic trick.
Robinson walks in. Touchdown, Washington.
Brian Robinson, running back for your Washington 53 Tubes. An interesting subject here this offseason.
Very interesting.
For a lot of folks. Now, I don't know if he was responding to you or responding to somebody else. I have no idea when he was tweeting about keeping the same energy. I don't know if he was talking to me or whatever. But this is a fascinating case. Three straight years has been between 733 and 799 yards. 797 as a rookie. Injury shortened. We all know what happened, what he overcame. Again, it's insane that the football player got shot in his knee and then played football that year.
Yeah.
We should always go, oh my God, that's incredible. I like that guy personally. That is a tough, nasty son of a gun. I want that dude on my side in a bar fight, in a dark alley, on my roster. There is a place for Brian Robinson. But we're now kind of at the point where we go, don't we know what this is with him as a running back? And don't we want something else, maybe? That's how I feel. Although last year, career highs in rushing yards, 799. Career highs in yards per attempt, 4.3, which doesn't blow your skirt up, but still pretty good. And career high in touchdowns in 8. I would argue that's kind of a product of the system and product of a good offense, giving a guy goal line chances. But I digress. So I turn it to you, Tobes. Where are we at on Brian Robinson?
Yeah, I like Brian Robinson, the guy. I have no issue with him. But I think having him as your lead back is not something I would do. He's more so my power back if I were building this offense. I want someone who's extra explosive. Someone that when I'm running a read option, the way that I see it in my mind is Jaden gets played by the defensive end. They don't want him to get outside. You hand it off to the running back, and he breaks one tackle, and he's gone for 70 yards. And that's not going to happen with Brian Robinson. And he's been solid. He was solid last year, but he's nothing more than that to me, Danny. And I want something special at the running back position because for so long, basically the entire second half of last season, the running game was non-existent. You've talked about this ad nauseum, saying that what they were able to do was kind of an anomaly by playing ball control football without a traditional run game. And they did that because you've got a special quarterback. But I'd like to get back into being able to turn around and hand the ball off and take a little bit off of Jaden's plate so that when you need him to be special, he can still be special, but you're not always relying on that. And so for having Brian Robinson as your lead back, I'm not totally on board with that. he had some good moments last year. Like, I thought he was really good in that Tennessee game. Remember, first time he touches the ball, he goes for 40 yards and a touchdown. He went 16 for 103. But if you go past that game, in New Orleans, 21 for 65. Against Philly the second time out, 10 for 24. On Sunday Night Football against Atlanta, 13 for 60. And then 5 for 10 in the final week. In the postseason, he was 10 for 16 against Tampa, so relatively ineffective. He was good against Detroit, 15 for 77 and two touchdowns. And then against Philly in the NFC Championship, not like they were going to do much running when they were down, but 11 for 36. So he's just inconsistent, and he's not really that home run hitter. I have no issue with him being a part of the football team as your change of pace back of sorts, or your power back of sorts, where you give the guy 50, 60, 70 carries on the season. Mm-hmm. But where you have this dude be your lead back with 187 carries, I'm not as on board with that. But we'll see. Maybe the improved offensive line, maybe he can get more holes to work with. But at times last year, it felt like he was running a little bit too timid for my liking. But it almost felt like in that Atlanta game, when they put in Chris Rodriguez as a change of pace,
you could sort of see the burst and the difference.
So where was that is what I'm asking.
So for me, God, it just sounds like I'm beating up on the guy. And I don't mean to do that at all. I just don't think he's got a great vision. I don't think he's got the quicks or the burst or that jump cut or that quick change that I care about and value so much in my running backs.
Yeah.
The previous regime and this one clearly feel differently. They have prioritized this multiple times over. So what they see and what I see are very different things. And obviously, they know more than I do. That's not, well, both, even the incompetents that were bad at this, know more than I do. I just don't, it doesn't excite me. Watch what feels like holes that are missed. Watch obvious avenues that I can see on television go, oh, if you just, oh, damn it, 2 yard gain. Whereas if you had cut, if you had some wiggle, you could have done more. Now, there's still value for him where it's got to go off tackle. I need my yard and a half. And damn it, he's getting three because he's carrying three piles of bodies with him. I still want him on my team. I'll do my goal line plunge with him or fake the goal line plunge with him or my and one with him. He's going to play for me. I'm not doing 200 carries. He will not lead my team in carries. And they don't seem to want to move on. They don't seem to value the thing that I value. It's not as if he hasn't had good games. He has. You heard the highlights that I think it was a 4th-and-1 against the Giants where he goes into a pile, comes out of it for the 40-yarder. Otherwise, it's, you know, 16 for 60. Otherwise, it's a lot of, these pedestrian kind of plotting games where I know you've got to make defenses susceptible. I know you've got to make defenses, the way it was explained to me years ago, Tobes, is in a boxing match, there's nothing sexy about a jab to the belly, right? You don't get the knockout. You don't score the knockout that way. I mean, occasionally you see like Oscar De La Hoya get punched in the kidney and go down like a ton of bricks.
Yeah,
but for the most part,
very rare.
The body blow is the thing that just annoys you. And it annoys you. And you cover, and you cover, and you cover, and you cover, but you got to respect it. And that's when that Mike Tyson Tiger uppercut knocks you on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the play action happens. This was the Gibbs philosophy. He's sitting there cackling, loving it when Gerald Riggs would run for 2.8 yards per carry in a game. Because he knows he's a pain in the butt to tackle. He knows that you've got to account for it. Otherwise, you know, he slips through. So I understand the pathology. It's just not for me. I wanted them so badly to do better. And they didn't. Or do something different, at least. Go down a different track. And they passed up every opportunity you'd have. I'm not saying you had to sign J.K. Dobbins. And maybe Merritt is the guy.
Yeah.
And maybe we just don't know it yet. But I just can't sit there and count my chickens on a seventh rounder.
Exactly. You can't count on a seventh rounder. And to me, going into the draft, they were one weapon shy. Didn't really matter what we went with, whether it was a true number two receiver, because Debo's kind of that weapon, whether it was maybe a vertical seam stretching tight end or an explosive running back. And I think after they left the draft, like you said, maybe Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt is this guy, but I'm not going to count on the seventh rounder right away. I still feel like they're that. I still feel like they're a weapon shy. But maybe they're looking at it saying, we didn't create enough holes for him. We didn't create enough push in the run game, and saying, look at the offensive line now, where you go across that unit, assuming Sam Cosmi's healthy when he comes back. You're looking at Laremy Tunsil, who's plus at left tackle. Now, he's not a road grader, but he's a good pass blocker. You look at left guard, you're looking at Brandon Coleman, who I think can be a really good run pass or run blocker. I think he can really move the pile there. Tyler Biadasz is a plus. Sam Cosmi's a plus. I think as time goes on, Josh Connerly's going to be a plus. Suddenly, you've got a good offensive line. Maybe they're looking at it saying, it wasn't necessarily that Brian Robinson was great last year or anything, but we don't have to upgrade the running back position if we upgrade the offensive line. I think that's kind of their thought process, but I don't fully agree.
That's what the actions say, right? I mean, it was the same thing we talked about here for weeks with the defense, where their solution to me to have a better pass defense was to have a better rush defense. You know, it's like that old saying, like, if you can't stop anybody, try to outscore them, and that's how you help your defense. Yeah. Make teams one-dimensional. That seems to be the fix, is Coleman's now a guard, enter Tunsil, and enter Connerly. That's how the run game gets better. Because your run game is always going to be based off of Jaden Daniels and action. So you're both enhanced by that and limited by that. It means a lot of pistol, a lot of shotgun, a lot of lining, you know, a lot less I formation, fullback, Adrian Peterson style, lead blocker, etc. So it's a different animal, which again is more reason for me why I want a scat back. It's more reason why I want two Ecklers, three Ecklers. I want nothing but, you know, pass catching, pass blocking, spread and space type guys. But the thought is you spread guys out and have the thumper go through the hole and try to inflict some damage that way. It's just not what I would do. 800-636-1067. Brian Robinson's the subject. What kind of year are we in store for? Do you think Toby and I are too harsh and he's in line for his first 1,000-yard season, his first 800-yard season? Is he going to have a big year, or are you kind of down on him like, frankly, I think a lot of us are? 800-636-1067. Your calls on B-Rob next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've touched a little bit of a nerve potential here, Tobias. The people want to weigh in on Brian Robinson. 800-636-1067. Got a discussion about the end of amateur sports, potentially.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. Just letting you know that that's coming up later on in the 5 o'clock hour. But I want to rip through these calls. People are lining up to chime in on Brian Robinson. Toby and I don't want to speak for you, Tobes, but the general theme here is I thought they were going to try to do better, and maybe they did with Kroski Merritt, their seventh-round pick who has one game to his credit in college football last year because of eligibility stuff, not necessarily his fault. But maybe you found something there. And if you did, tip of the cap, that's awesome. But hard for me to count on that. Looking at Brian Robinson, has never topped 800 yards rushing. The running game last year, you saw it, that Tennessee carry where he went untouched for dozens of yards, belied how bad it was at times. A lot of that probably not his fault. Some of it was. I'm down. I am not that excited about Brian Robinson entering the year, and it seems like the team is.
Yeah, I'm not excited about him being the starting back. I have no issue with him being on the football team, maybe getting 80 carries as the power back. I don't need him being the workhorse back, which they seem to want him to be.
Let's go to Reggie, line one in D.C. Reggie, what's up, man? You're on the Fan. State of the Union on B-Rob.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, one of the things I want to mention is I think Brian Robinson kind of, he is who he is. Like, I don't know if, like, you know, a ceiling is going to get any higher with Brian Robinson. But I think what Toby mentioned that I didn't agree with is if there's any position that you can find a diamond in the rough and they can come in immediately and make a contribution in the seventh round as a running back. Now, think about it. The running backs, normally when they come in, the issue would be whether or not pass blocking. Now, this kid would not have been a seventh-round pick if he wasn't ineligible. Everybody that, you know, did kind of their little mock drafts and all of that when he was picked by the Commanders was like, you know, third, fourth, fifth round. So we might have found a diamond in the rough with this kid. So I think, again, you know, to the point where we didn't address it, I think we kind of quasi did. But I think Brian Robinson, I kind of agree with you guys. I don't want to see him with 187 carries. If you can maybe get that to maybe 90 and give the kid 70, 60, 70-ish to see really what we have in him, I think we're going to be ultimately surprised with this kid once he gets on the field. So, again, I think a seventh rounder, you know, you won't find a Brock Purdy. That's a diamond in the rough. With a quarterback, but
running backs, there's a history there.
Yeah,
be
there
it Pacheco or, you know,
but
Austin Eckler, for goodness sakes.
You can't count on that, is our point. They very well might have. I actually really, really like him, and I think he could be that guy, but I can't go into the season saying, that's my guy. I drafted him in the seventh round.
I hope, right? I mean, I do. And that's my point is basically starting in round four every year, with some exceptions, I basically throw a dart at the board. Find me the next scat back, the next guy that is a little bit undervalued, a little bit undersized. And I'm going to churn through running backs. I'm going to find you can find value for that position. Greg, Upper Marlboro, what's up, man? Your take on B-Rob.
What's up, Greg?
Hey, Danny. Hey, Toby. Thank you for taking my call.
Got it, buddy.
Just like I was telling the screener, I just want to, like, let's think about last year, right? When the season started, Brian Robinson was like a bat out of hell. Like, he was playing really, really well.
Started great, yes.
And then he ended up getting injured. And then I just think once he got injured, he was just never really able to kind of re-catch that thunder. And then I think also some of the other guys kind of stepped up. Eckler played well at times. Nichols played well at times. Rodriguez played well at times. And I think Brian Robinson never was really able to kind of get his footing back. And then even if you want to throw in some other aspects of it, the O-line began to kind of decline in their play. They were good with pass blocking for the most part. But it seems like outside of Jaden Daniels, we couldn't get anything really started on the ground. So I honestly think Brian Robinson is back for a resurgence this year. And I actually like this guy in the seventh round. I have to actually agree with Reggie. Yeah, you may not be able to rely on it right away, but I think ultimately they can bring the best out of each other. And I think that Brian Robinson will have a comeback season. I'll get off and I'll listen to you, gentlemen. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Appreciate you, Greg. Good call. So he had a couple great games. Two of his, I think, 300-yard games were in the first four, going back to last year. But Cincinnati couldn't stop you or me, Tobes. 16 carries, 33 yards. Tampa, 12 carries, 40 yards. 7 carries, 18 yards against Cleveland. Not much doing there. It wasn't until, you know, what's the quarterback's name again? Oh, yeah, Jaden Daniels. Dodged 19 people in the backfield, threw a ball up to Terry McLaurin. Nobody was doing anything for a couple possessions in that game, and then the floodgates open. Wasn't much running room there, and I know we got hurt, but I don't know, dude. You're right. Yes, that 100-yard plus against the Giants. Yes, 100 yards against Arizona, where they were just whooping their butts. I don't know, man. I know he was inactive. I know he missed some time, but it just saying injury's the excuse or the explanation, Do you buy that? I don't know.
I think everybody was to blame, and yes, there's some to do with the injury for Brian Robinson, but the second half of last year, they couldn't run the football. Like, that's just a fact. Mm-hmm. And so I can't trust that, let's just run it back with that. I don't know. Maybe the injuries played more of a factor than we'll know. They improved the offensive line, and maybe they're just thinking that that's going to improve it. I'm not fully buying that.
Let's go to Chris in Oxon Hill. State of the Union on Brian Robinson.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
Appreciate y'all taking my call.
Sir.
I really feel like, yes, I like Brian Robinson. I like him as a running back, but I still don't feel like he's going to be able to be the answer maker that we need, so to speak. Yes, him and Austin Eckler make a great duo, but at the same time, I don't feel like B-Rob gives us that power that we need, that punch. You know, and like you all have said, you know, the first couple of, well, a couple of callers before said the first couple of games, yes, he showed what he can do, but then after injury, he was done. You know, he reminds me, and you know, always got to take it back to wrestling. He reminds me of DX back in the day. You know, he can be that Triple H. He can, but we need him to step up. So I definitely appreciate y'all taking my call.
Chris, thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it, man.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. If you're, here's the position I think some folks are in. I want you guys to react to this. If you're very, again, I feel so bad. I really like this guy, and it sounds like all I'm doing is beating up on him. But if you're very much in the excited about Brian Robinson camp, right, you have to explain away several seasons, several reasons, several things, and they may all be valid. Because I think your point about run blocking, I don't think was very good, especially in the second half of the year. I don't think they were doing a great job opening up holes.
No.
Their running game was Jaden Daniels, and I talk about that all the time. You're 100% right. I say it to him blue in the face. I would much rather explain why the stats are great and inflated rather than explain why they aren't there for a big sample across multiple regimes.
Well, and what opened my eyes is how often Chris Rodriguez would come in to spell him for two or three carries, and you'd see, well, where the heck has that been? That Atlanta game specifically, where there was nothing for B-Rob, absolutely nothing. Chris Rodriguez steps in and runs the ball decently well for a couple of carries.
5 yards a pop, dude.
And then B-Rob came back in and ran the ball better. What the heck happened in between there?
And I understand there's going to be differences. Like Eckler is going to run into some better looks, whether it's, you know, against like a nickel defense or, or a passing down or on a 3rd and 15 give up play, you run for 7 yards. And Chris Thompson used to have great yards per carry.
Absolutely.
I understand that if he's thumping against a heavy box, he's not going to have the same numbers. I totally get all that. But context matters. Chris Rodriguez is basically running the Brian Robinson running back tree there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think?
And that's kind of my point, is you've got a similar type of guy that's built more on power. He's not really a speed guy, and he comes in and he's decently effective. And then it seemed like to open up the hole for Brian Robinson. So I don't know. Maybe it is something that he was injured, but it's just too often, like you're saying, too often you're trying to explain away this stuff, and at some point maybe it's just the guy.
800-636-1067. We got the death of amateurism. We'll do that next, but your calls on Brian Robinson. We spun the wheel. It landed on the local 53's running back. We wanted to do better. The team was good with what it was. Your reaction. What kind of year is Brian Robinson going to have? That's next.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.